Warralili pre-game interview.
Greetings being exchanged between Jason Doherty and Simon Lloyd, and Mr. Versace is about to put the headset on, and we're going to have a chat with Jace and Simon Lloyd. Thanks to Warralili. Jace, down to you.
Yes, thanks, Tom. Simon Lloyd, the GM of football, has joined us on the boundary as always at an MCG game. We seem to get the boss, so it's good. Straight to it. I'm not going to muck around tonight. Is Jeremy Cameron playing?
I've been asked that twice already. How are you guys up there? Yeah, he's definitely playing.
Just Benny Cass out of rumour, that's all. So we're just making sure that he's playing good.
Yeah, he's just walked past me and he was trying to work out whether he should eat or not, but he said, I'm ready to go. So
that's good. Tom Hawkins not, Shannon Neal in. Looks, and with Jack Henry out, obviously, that's the sort of a swap for that. And a big stage for a guy who's playing game number three.
Yeah, look, scratches, 203 centimetres, 101 kilos, and yeah, they wouldn't want to take it too easy with him either. Because, oh, mind you, he's got some incredible players that are in the black and white, but he's very athletic, loves a contest, and he can really create some energy as well. So, look, I love him as a player, and I think over the coming years, you're going to get a glimpse into the future tonight, seeing Jezza, Shannon Neal, Ollie Henry all playing together, which will be great.
Lloydy, thanks for joining us. I just want to ask you about a bloke who's been a mainstay of your defence. He got injured, I think, in Sydney and hasn't been sighted now for over a month, and that's Jed Bewes. What's keeping him out of this best 23?
Yeah, we basically pegged it back for a little bit to try and get his knee right, and you know, his knee's come good now, so it's just trying to get back into the team at the moment. And look, he's doing all the right things. He played well, you know, against the Bullants last week, and he'll play in the VFL tomorrow at, you know, 11:30, and he's downstairs at the moment, and he's not far away from playing. So we all know he's a quality player, and it looks like he's got his power back and his speed back, so it'll be just a matter of time for Jed.
Saw Brandon Parfitt in boots and shorts. Can we surmise that he will be the sub this evening?
He'll be playing in some way, shape or form.
Right, so he'll be in the 23 of some description. Also want to ask you about the foot injury for Jack Henry. Can you just talk us through it for those who may not have seen your medical report during the week or heard Chris Scott speak to it yesterday?
It's good viewing, isn't it, Tom? The medical report. I'm surprised you're all not watching it.
It's like Dr. Phil. Yeah.
I keep getting abused, and I'm more like a politician. I'm giving nothing away.
Yeah,
and,
that's right. They're
yeah,
right.
So, yeah, so, yeah, Jack Henry, he's obviously, it's a Liz Frank injury. It was one of those ones where post-game we weren't entirely sure. We thought it had been trod on. It was his good foot. And, yeah, he was stood on the back of his heel and put all the pressure through the, you know, through the middle of his foot, and unfortunately did a lot of damage, and that'll be 4 months before a return to play. So he's had the operation. Spoke to him on the phone the other night, and you could hear he was pretty flat, but look, Jack's, yeah, before you know it, he'll be getting stuck into rehab again, and he's obviously very important to us, and we'll really, really miss him.
Speaking with Geelong footy boss Simon Lloyd, thanks to Warralili. Here's Mark Neal on Carrick Footy.
Simon, how are you going?
I'm good, Mark. I've heard you've been on fire tonight.
Oh, as always, I can't believe you sound surprised with that, Lloydy. Now, by the way, you can rest assured that I'm not one of the 8 people that do log on to your injury report, so it wasn't me that was questioning your performance.
Oh,
but, yes, I'm sure the detail you give on the players' injuries is absolutely micro and extreme, yeah. So the world thanks you for that, mate. Hey, listen, Brian Myers. Now, you would have known for a long time that Geelong, people who watch Geelong have known for quite a while, but how good is it that he's now getting some external reward or applause or recognition for the role that he plays in your team?
Yeah, look, it is good externally that people are recognising that. Yeah, we've heard over the last couple of years where people have questioned him and, you know, how good a player actually is he. And but Grine doesn't go seeking any of that external praise. Everything for Grine is about what he can do for the team. And you look at he and Brad Close, they'll run 15 to 16 kilometres tonight, and they connect us, and it's such a difficult position to play. But you look at Grine, obviously he's goal assists, he's number one in the competition, and he's such an important player. And I think everyone can see now that he's elite at that level, and he's obviously in all-Australian discussion as well.
Yeah, he is. It is good. Hey, another thing. Look, we've spoken a little bit, and there's a little bit of traffic on Twitter that Ben reads out. A lot of it is about players that aren't playing in the game, which is interesting, but it's not going to help anybody tonight. It is about who's playing. I suppose the question really is, Lordy, how are you going to get this job done? Where are you going to get at Collingwood?
That's a great question. And
thank you. That's padding for you while you think of an answer.
It is. It is. You know me well. I'm thinking, what do I say? What don't I say? Look, we're very clear. The coaches went through a meeting yesterday, and we know if we play a certain way, it will give us a very good opportunity to actually win the game of football. You can see it, and I read a stat today around our contested possession. If we get the game really stuck in a contest, and we actually, the worst thing we can do is play a passive game of football. And when we play an attacking brand, a great brand to watch, and you think about the Bulldogs game at Marvel and, you know, to a degree, the Port Adelaide game last week, when we play that brand really stands up, and we'll be looking to play that tonight.
Lordy, that you thought the question was good. That answer was terrific. Thank you very much. I was very impressed with that. I'm sure your supporters listening to have got a great picture of what they're about to see. And a final one for me, and it has to be asked every time we speak to you. We just need to know two things about the jacket you're probably wearing. How new is it, and what brand is it?
No, this is the club apparel tonight, unfortunately.
Careful with it. I don't know whether you should have said that.
Unfortunately, in the club apparel.
Pat's just standing here going, don't say that, don't say that.
I walked over in Country Road, but I'd say Cotton On is it's elite brand. And,
to slip into something more comfortable.
Yes.
Oh, Lordy, that was a disaster. I'm throwing you to Kiggy now, sorry. Yeah.
You're looking a bit glum down there with that ensemble.
Thanks, guys. I was waiting for this. You've taken a while to warm up, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, mate, if you were waiting for that, your preparation was poor.
I stepped into it.
Lordy, Benny's dubbed Toby Conway Loch Ness Conway because the sightings have been rare. He's come back and played two games. He won't play tomorrow in the VFL. Is he done for season with only two VFL games left? Is he done now for this year?
No, he's not done. He's definitely not done.
So you'll play one more VFL game?
Yeah, so we'll work through that over the course of next week. Look, he came off the training track on Wednesday with a sore ankle, so nothing. He had the foot issues earlier on in the year and came off with a sore ankle. And we've looked at Toby. This year's about really building his body and getting him up to where he needs to get to. And he's going to be a great player for the Geelong Football Club for 10-plus years. So we're pretty excited with what we see. And obviously we want to see him out on the park and playing week in, week out, but we've just got to make sure that we'll build his body right first.
Okay. Cam Guthrie, one VFL game left. It won't be tomorrow for him, so it'll have to be next week against the Giants. Is that tracking as a potential?
That is tracking as a potential. He full trained on Wednesday, as did Tom Hawkins, and we had a meeting on it during the week, and we expect he should look to play a half next week. So we've still got to work all through that, see how he is over the weekend, we expect him to play. But he's getting very close.
Simon, does Shannon Neal know why he's called Scratcher?
He does. He does. He studies the history, and he loves the Cats. And you'll get really excited. He's a different type of player that you like. He celebrates the goals, and we love his passion, and he's a great person, great for our culture.
Yeah, fantastic. Scratcher was obviously a great person too. He was good on the field and was exceptional off the field too. But just I wanted to ask you, it would have been a robust discussion. Fantastic Shannon Neal's getting a game. Everybody, every Cat fan is rapt about that. But your efficiency last week inside forward 50, particularly in the first half, was absolutely spot on. So to add someone to that mix is obviously creates a bit of robust discussion at match committee.
Oh, look, there's robust discussion every week, and there's different ways, shapes and forms that you can, you bring Jed Bewes in, and it means you need to move another piece, and so we're having these discussions all the time. But often the decisions you make are dependent on who you're playing as well, and they've got some key defenders that are champions of the game, and it's a big ask for Shannon, but Jez will be there and Gary Rowan will be there, and they'll be supporting him, and as will Ollie Henry, and I think they can create some concerns if we play the right way.
All right, Lordy, before we let you go, Jai Clark, Sam Simpson, we're not playing VFL tomorrow. Will they get a game in, or are they done for the year?
I'd say Jai's likely done for the year, and we'll really look after Jai, and he'll have a great pre-season, and Sam Simpson's been going through training, and we'll work that out next week.
And Flynn Kroger gets to finally play a game this year tomorrow.
Oh, which is great. So it's his first game this year, Flynn Kroger, and he's a bull, and he's highly professional and resilient, and we're excited to see him run around tomorrow. So it's been a big wait, and he's been really patient through it, but it's been difficult for him.
Just an injury run from me too, Simon. Is Stephen Reynoldson's AC doing okay?
I was going to say, we're going through the whole list here.
I know. Is there anyone else?
Well, if Simon had have done them all in his video earlier in the week, and we wouldn't be asking, but I've just figured that we've got fans and listeners who want to know what's going with some of these kids, Simon.
Between the injuries and the fashion advice, yes. You blokes are unbelievable. Yes.
We are.
Thanks, Simon.
And Isaac Smith, obviously, hopefully not his last ever game at the MCG, and he's back here in September.
Yeah, he's the thing we love about Isaac, and this is what I love about Grind as well. They're big game players, and Isaac has just been, it feels like, Scotty said it the other day, he's been here for 3 years, but it feels like he's been here for 10 years plus. He walks into my office just with a towel on and nothing else. He'll just have the hairy chest and he just wants to talk about life and football, and it's old-fashioned. It's old-fashioned, but we love him.
Lloydy, good luck.
No one hits a water buffalo and needs to use that towel.
Lloydy, I'm going to go now because Benny's being an imbecile. We need to go to a break. Good luck tonight. We always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, Simon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great call.
Thanks, Simon. Simon Lloyd joining us there. Thanks to Warrilili. Benny, now listen to this. Oh, 15K man. Towards your home deposit when you build your new home with one of the participating builders at Warrilili. Check out warrilili.com.au.
That sounds like a good deal to me.
That's solid.
Yeah,
that's solid and spectacular
solid. Yes.
From
all of the
Warrilili.
Warrilili pre-game interview.